The delay in the PokeBank and PokeTransfer apps for the Nintendo 3DS stings. If you're a hardcore Pokemon gamer, fan, appreciator, aficionado, whatever you want to call it, if you're one of those people that plays these games, these apps were supposed to kind of change the way the games were played. Every fan of the series, everyone that's played it, has always kind of brought their old guys, their old Pokemon, to the new game. The company's always found ways to make implementing that more difficult. From badges to having to beat the game, the Pokemon company has always found a way to kind of make you earn that ability. This time around, gamers had to wait for the PokeBank and the PokeTransporter. The fact that now it's been delayed and there's no set release date complicates things. Nintendo saying that it's server problems, that there's been so many more Pokemon players added during the holiday season, and that many of their new games have online capabilities, that the server has been slowed down. However, other websites such as Kotaku and IGN have shown that hackers have found ways to manipulate the system and get their illegal Pokemon onto the server and to their new games. That's a huge problem. That's a problem that's likely not to be fixed. Hackers are always a step ahead, and if Nintendo's trying to stop them, they're probably not the company to do so, considering the fact that their online presence is somewhat limited compared to Microsoft and Sony. So how do they fix this problem? First, they should just realize the fact that hacking is going on, and unless they bring in qualified hackers that have proven themselves to be able to exploit the system, there's no way that it's going to be fixed. So unless they're able to do that, this problem's going to continue, and they should just let it go. To quote the Beatles, they should pretty much just let it be. While there are people that hack Pokemon, there are a large group of people, a huge plethora, a myriad community of gamers that play the game the way it's supposed to be played and enjoy the chess match that is a Pokemon battle. So if you encounter somebody that's cheating and you lose, you basically don't let it bother you and you continue your merry little journey until you find someone that you can have a adequate and fair battle with. It's not a big deal. Cheating happens in every single game and doesn't really hurt the process. It just somewhat limits the fun at times. So, considering that, aside from, you know, speeding up their server, how does Nintendo kind of say, crap, we screwed up to our fans? To the people that have spent money on the game and want to incorporate their old Pokemon? Offer what they've done before. They've offered Pokemon for free, and they were supposed to offer Celebi for free with the PokeBank. But now that's not going to happen either. So what they need to do is they need to find a way to say thank you. So that thank you could be a shiny Mew. After much thought of, at one time I was saying, well, why don't they just offer every Pokemon they've ever offered before in kind of like one care package, like a Pokemon DLC care package, kind of like every Pokemon that they offered for free from Pokemon Black 2, which is like 5 or 6 Pokemon, they could offer again. That might be a little too much and might give too many gamers access to too many good Pokemon, and you might be seeing the same battles over and over online if you chose to fight somebody. A shiny Mew would just be really cool. Mew's a Pokemon that's not in the regular game, and it's a Pokemon that a lot of fans have a sentimental attachment to. So getting a shiny version of this would be pretty damn cool, and it would be a nice way for Nintendo to say, guys, we screwed up, but Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Holidays. This won't happen again, and just to make sure that it doesn't, take this, have fun with it, go crazy. If they don't do that, then it's not saying that Nintendo doesn't care, but it's a nice way of saying, yeah, we screwed up, we're fixing it, just hold your horses. Considering the fact that many of their hardcore fans are younger, and are likely to get pissed off and go play something else, it's probably in Nintendo's best interest to make sure that their ingrained, rooted fan base understands the problem and understands that Nintendo is doing whatever they can to fix it and that they care.